Maseches Chagiga, our Masechta for tonight, and our closing Masechta of Seder Moed has three prakim and two topics. The first topic is the Karbanos of the Regel, Karbanos HaRegel. The Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh tells us, Shalosh pe'amim bashana yira'eh kol zechurcha es p'nei Hashem Elokecha. On Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, every male must appear in front of Hashem in the Azara and bring an Olas Re'iyah. And on the first day of each Regel, he must bring a second Karban known as the Shalmei Chagiga. The Shalmei Chagiga, we learn from the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Shalosh Regalim Tachog Li Bashana. In addition to these two Karbanos, there's a third Karban that one must bring on every Regel. The Shalmei Simcha, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, the Samachta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, which also means that you must have meat. Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar. As the Pasuk later in Sefer Dvarim tells us, V'zavachta Shlamim V'achalta Sham V'samachta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. You can't show up to the Beis HaMikdash without these three Karbanos. That's what the Pasuk means when it says, Zach, V'lo yera ufanai reikam. You can't come empty-handed. The opening question is a katan obligated to bring these Karbanos? Must a katan bring these Karbanos?
This person has to bring these Karbanos?
Is a katan obligated to bring these Karbanos? So the Mishnah in Chagiga tells us, says Beferish, please give out the rest of the Mekoros, says Beferish, that a katan is pater from bringing an olas re'iyah. He does not have to. The Mishnah. The definition of a katan, aside from age obviously, is one who is unable to ride on his father's shoulders and be carried to the Beis HaMikdash from Yerushalayim. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Someone who cannot ride to the Beis HaMikdash, someone who is unable to ride on his father's shoulders and be carried to the Beis HaMikdash from Yerushalayim. But Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says, a katan is one who is unable to grab his father's hand and walk with him up to the Beis HaMikdash. He gives the definition of a katan based on Rashi. Shalosh regalim hara'oi la'alos beraglov. That person is chayav, someone who can walk with his feet. But anything short of that, anyone who can't walk is putter. There's a question about a katan who's a chiger. Chiger, Chet Yud Gimel Reish, Chiger, which is the opening of the Masechta, the opening of Masechta Chagiga discusses this, he's lame, and by definition cannot walk. What's the nature of his Patur? Let's do a little lumdus. So there are two ways of looking at this, Yesh Lachkor. What is the nature of this Patur? The first way it's understood is that it's a Patur Gavra. The second is that the person is not pater, but it's a hafka. It's a removal of the maisa mitzvah. From the fact that he's not ra'oi to go up to Yerushalayim, he's removed from the mitzvah. Since he's not ra'oi, he's pater. He's pater midin ones. But the p'tur is from the fact that the cheftza of the katan chiger is mufka. He's completely removed from aliyah lamigdash. Let's further break this down. We mentioned that the p'tur comes jmail from the p'tur ones. Let's further break this down. There are two dinim within ones. The first din is that the gavra is not able to perform the mitzvah for some external reason. He's not able to perform the mitzvah for some external reason. For example, he doesn't have tefillin. This results in a patur onshin only. He's patur from all onshin. The second way to understand is that the gavra isn't able to perform the mitzvah because of his guf. Like his foot was amputated, for example. He's not only patur from onshin, but then he's also patur from the particular mitzvah. What's the proof? So the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, says that someone who can't hear cannot be motzi others in Kriyas Megillah. at least according to the one who says that Karav lo Hishmiya lo Aznav lo Yatza, the same that the Gemara in the second parak of both Megillah and Brachos speak about Shema, Karav lo Hishmiya lo Aznav lo Yatza, purely based on the well-known klal that Kol She'eno Mechuyo B'davar Eino Motzi Esaram Yedei Chovasan. I pointed out a million times, I'll point out a million and one. When you're doing a mitzvah for someone, you are motzi them. The person listening is yotzei with you. The person doing the mitzvah is not yotzei everyone. He's motzi everyone with Kiddush. The people listening are yotzei. Very good. And we continue. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Tes. The Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Pei Tes paskins this way. As well when speaking about Tkiya Shofar. Right, that's the Siman in Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to a Chiger, even if we explain that he's mufka, he's completely removed from the Maisa Mitzvah of Re'iyah Beragel, it's not only a din of Ones, which would mean he's pater from Onchin, but it's also Petur Gavra. And he's pater from the Mitzvah's Re'iyah. Since a Chiger, right, one who's lame, if he's pater on the first day Yontif, then he's also pater on all other days of Yontif. J.M.L. remembers very well that when we did Chagiga last year, and Tzvi Besley joins us, it was the night of the the night of the Ezra Schwartz Shloshim, as well as the wedding, right? That massive wedding in Binyanei HaOma for the victims of terror's daughter. So Lipman or something like that? What? Right, it was just like you and Tzvi. It was right, and it was Tashlumi Chagiga. So we spoke about this at length. We did Chagiga last year. Tashlumin. Where, when it comes, right, so he's also pater on all other days of Yontif. At least according to the Manda Amar, that all the other days serve as Tashlumin on the first day. So they're seen as one unit. Unless, if we explain, the Petur of a Chiger is a Petur Gavra. And not that he's Mufka from the Maisa Mitzvah. Then the Petur of a Chiger emanates from an absolute din. That the Re'iyah of a Chiger, the visiting the Beis HaMikdash, is a Petur Gavra. It's a unique Petur. What follows then, is that if Chiger is a Hafka, it's a removal from the Maisa Mitzvah, as we discussed, then a Katan is Pater, because Chinuch demands and requires a Maisa Mitzvah by the Katan. But if it's only a Petur Gavra, if it's only Petur Gavra, from the fact that he can't be Mekayim the Din Re'iyah, then while it's true that the Katan is Pater, there still is a Chi of Chinuch on him. That's the essence of Chinuch. To be Mechai of those who are Pater. Right? The person, right, the kid's not Bar Mitzvah yet, so the Mishnah in Sukkah says, you buy him a lulav, you teach him how to shake lulav and esrog. You teach him how to take and shake. So, therefore, what would follow is that a katan chiger, a katan who's lame, would be chayev according to this approach. Because the petur chiger is no worse than a petur katan. And we know based on the pasuk in Parshas Vayera, Bereishis Perek Yud Ches, where it speaks about, Hashem speaks of Avram's great potential. And how becoming a great nation hinges on the ability to pass on the proper values, Laman Hashem Yitzaves, Banaves, Beso Achrav, Lishmor Asderach Hashem, Lasos, Tzedaka Umishpat. We're in Tzfat for that every year. So, this is understood to be the Mitzvah of Chinuch. Further elaborated from a Mishnah and Gemara that I just quoted a half a second ago. The Mishnah and Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Katan HaYodeh L'Naneya. And Mr. Foreman, who's here back again, was here for Sukkah. Katan HaYodeh L'Naneya Chayev B'Lulav. That the word Chayev is used because the Chi of the Oraisa of the Gadol is like the Chi of Drabban or Mishem Chinuch of the Katan. The two are equated. A katan shehigia l'chinuch should get a real lulav and esrog. I've pointed this out before. We should get a real lulav and esrog. A chinuch set is nice, but the chinuch set is not fulfilling even the mitzvah drabanan of chinuch in its entirety. It's nice, it's the consolation prize, but the real mitzvah drabanan is to buy him a d'oraisa set. Really, though, you could still be mechalik between katan on the one hand has a p'tur from mitzvahs and kolat Torah kula. But Chiger, get this down, is a Petur Gavra. Chiger is a Petur Gavra, but there's no real mitzvah of Chinuch. Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschil Kevan, has a Tzarech Iyun. Whether one who is completely healthy on the first day of Yontif and then becomes a Chigir on the second day of Yontif, do we say that since he was Mechuyav on the first day, he's still Mechuyav, even though now on the second day he's no longer able? That's one sad. Or do we say that since now he's not a bar chiyuv, he's not a bar chiyuva, he should not bring a karban? Since he can't come, he shouldn't have to bring a karban. Kevan de'eno bebia lo have bahava'a. Since he wasn't able to come the first time. So Tosos leaves this, he's blacked by a tzarech iyun. This is a suffix, and tzarech iyun depends on our chakira as to the nature of the p'tur chiger, which we dealt with the last few minutes. Whether it's a p'tur gavra, or it's a hafka, it's a removal, hafka from the maisa mitzvah. In which case, even if he was chayiv and healthy on the first day yontif, he's still putter and mufka, excluded now from the maisa mitzvah. It took us long enough, but the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells us there are 11 people who are putter from Re'iyah, and he includes a chiger, one who is lame. He then separately, the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga Beis Aleph counts the Peturim of a Zakein and Chole and Suma, a separate Petur from Chigir. And the question is, if they're all separate, why, if the Gemara in Chagiga, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, learns all of the same Peturim from one Pasuk, why does the Rambam learn from two separate Pesukim? Why does the Rambam have two separate Pesukim if the Gemara in Chagiga itself, Shtei Peferish, it learns it all from one Pasuk? Why does the Rambam learn it from two different Pesukim? And the answer is, there's a difference between the Petur of Chiger and the Petur of Zakein. We aim for clarity. There's a clear difference between the Petur of Chiger, someone who's lame, and the Petur of Zakein, someone who's old. A Chiger is completely mufka. Completely mufka from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Yire Yerae. Whereas a Zakein is not mufka from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, because it's an independent it's an independent p'tur of not being chayev and aliyah l'regel. But as a gavra, it's true. The Zakein is certainly chayev. The Zakein is considered to be a bar hava. He is considered to be a bar re'iyah. But because of his age, which is viewed as an independent p'tur, his age is viewed as an independent p'tur, what we would call technicality, he's not chayev and aliyah l'regel. Seemingly, if one were ra'i to bring a karban on the first and second days of Yontif, or rather only be chayv on the first day, ra'i the first day, and on the second day he becomes too old for this, it's obvious that he would be chayv. That's specifically in the case of Zakein. The Balei HaTosos acknowledged that their suffik was only in the case of Chiger. We quoted the suffik from Tosos before, but the Balei HaTosos understand, they acknowledge their suffik was only a case of chiger, but there was no suffik when it comes to Zakein. The great grand rabbi has the following pshat. Rav Soloveitchik says he had a different distinction, different than Tosfos and different than what we quoted before. They're listed as two peturim for the following reason. Zakein, while he's not chayev and aliyah l'regel, if he is oleh, if he is Ola Regel in the end, or finds himself in the Azara on the first day Yontif, then he is Chayiv to bring a Karban. Whereas a Chiger, again, this was our split down the line, Zakein and Chiger, whereas a Chiger doesn't bring a Karban even if he's Ola Regel. The Meiri disagrees with this distinction. No coincidence we would quote Rav Soloveitchik and then quote the Meiri, as we've discussed Rav Soloveitchik's lack of admiration for the Meiri and lack of respect. But, right, that's the Purim spiel. When the Rambam gets in, the Rambam walks in, so Rav Soloveitchik gets up. other Rishonim get in. He just gives him a nod. When the Meiri walks in, he throws him out of shir.
He didn't know how to learn,
which is what the Rav said. Yeah. So the Meiri disagrees with this distinction. It could be that the Rav knew that the Meiri disagreed. He obviously did, or the Rav disagreed with the Meiri, and that's where there was beef. A zakein, like all other peturim, doesn't bring a karban. And if he does, we don't accept it. If he's putter and he brings it, we don't accept it. Based on this, we can now understand the machlokas beshame beshilo we quoted earlier. That a katan who can't hold his father's hand and be ola regel, this is one of the first things we said in shir tonight, and be ola regel is considered like a zakein. And one who can't walk is exactly like this zakein, and he's incapacitated, and he can't be ola baraglayim. According to Beis Hillel, he's putter from chinuch, because if he would have been a gadol in the same situation, he would also be putter. While according to Beis Shammai, in such a situation, this katan would be chayev in chinuch, because it's not a hafka. He's putter, but as a gavra, he's not completely mufka. He's not completely excluded. We can further break this down and explain Beis Hillel in two ways. Again, according to Beis Hillel, he's putter from chinuch, because if he would have been a gadol in the same situation, he would also be putter. So according to Beis Hillel, you explain it in two ways. One way is that zakein is mufka completely from the mitzvah of re'iyah, like a chigir. A zakein and a chigir are the same. He's mufka completely. The second way to understand is that the patur of zakein is not like chigir. It's not like chigir. Zakein does not equal chigir. But since the zakein is putter for whatever reason, therefore chinuch cannot all of the sudden be mechayiv him. According to this, then, the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is a machlokes in the mitzvah of chinuch. And what do they say? Beis Hillel says chinuch makes the katan like the gadol on a drabanan level. And therefore, if he's putter as a gadol, then he's putter as a katan too. That's Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai says the mitzvah's chinuch is its own independent mechayiv. And therefore, you can even be mechayev him now. You can even be mechayev him now. One topic to go in Moed. The second topic is topic number two.
Final topic.
Aliyah l'regel b'zman hazeh. Interesting topic. We started off the best way we know how.
Time that well.
With the greatest and most rational of all Rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, tells us the mitzvah re'iyah that the Torah speaks of is that a person must appear and be seen in the Azara on the first day Sukkot and bring a karban in Ola with him. He brings an Ola with him. If he fails to bring a karban Ola, it's not enough that he has not fulfilled the mitzvah aseh. That's not enough. But he's also violated a lo taseh. As it says, comes the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Tav Pei Tes, Simen Tav Pei Tes, and says that we have a mitzvah to appear and present ourselves in the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. Part of the mitzvah is that you have to bring a Karban Ola. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the soda bottle, please.
Yeah, sure. You want some?
No. Just move it. You'll see why I want to move it later. The Gemara in Chagiga that Beis Manalov tells us everyone except for Achira Shota V'Katan is Chayev in the Mitzvahs for Iyah. This is our second topic. Eitan Moshe, Aliyah Regel Bisman Hazeh. We just started.
Final topic for this month.
Everyone except for Achira Shota V'Katan is Chayev in the Mitzvahs for Iyah. That you have to appear in the Azara on the Regalim. The mitzvah re'iyah is unique, and amongst the other karbanos yontif, it's dependent on a karban. Meaning, not only must you appear in front of Hashem in the azara, but you also must bring a karban. You can't just be there physically; you also have to bring a karban.
Your zakim would be fine.
In the appearing, I think so, yeah. Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. Yeah, so the truth is that according to this beer, if the two of them go together, then it's questionable. Everything that we said would be questionable. Yeah, and that patua that we spoke about for a while.
There he goes.
Wave goodbye. All right. Yeah.
This is the last topic.
So, apparently.
You can't make this scene.
Right? So meaning not only must you appear in front of Hashem and the Azar, but you also must bring a carbon. It's part of the mitzvah. This is actually a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the mitzvah's re'iyah is just to appear in front of Hashem and the Azara. No carbon necessary. Tosfos say the mitzvah's re'iyah requires a carbon as well. That's why Beis Shammai holds that hare'iyah shtei kesef. Because you're bringing a carbon, and the carbon cannot be less than 2 coins worth. It can't be worth less than 2 coins. Similarly, that's also why an Arel and Tame are pater from the mitzvah Sri'iyah. Specifically, because they're pater from bringing a carbon. Anybody who's pater from bringing a carbon, according to that Deya, would be pater from presenting themselves in front of the... Can't make this up. Mamish. Holy crap. All right, anyway. That's fine, yeah. That's also backed up.
They understand.
And if they don't understand our language, then whatever. They can go to heck. That's also backed up by a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Vav Mebeis. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Vav Mebeis says, Azoy, that the carbon olas re'iyah is kula kalil. It's completely burned. Kalil tiyeh lo se'achel. A quote from Chumash Jemel for all the Balei Kriya here.
Mm-hmm.
Completely burned, that's correct. Completely burned. Right? Completely burned, because in order to fulfill the mitzvah Sri'iyah, you need a carbon ola that's completely burnt. There's the requirement of a carbon. You need a carbon there, even though it can be burned. Even though it should be burned. It seems then that according to the Rambam, Bizman Azeh, that there's no carbon, therefore there's also no Chiyav Valiyah L'Rego, because the two of them are dependent upon one another. That's according to the Rambam. The entire purpose of the mitzvah Re'iyah is to bring a carbon. We also find this in the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch in mitzvah Tzadihei tells us that there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaBechira, you have to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that enables us to bring karbanos to Hashem, and therefore we should have Aliyah L'Regel and the ingathering of all of Klal Yisrael. It clearly means when there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. This is agreed upon by the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. If you need another makor so the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, tells us that there's a mitzvah say to build a Beis HaMikdash, which is equipped with the ability to bring karbanos, and therefore, it's there that your chogeg 3 times a year. But because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh, and our second topic of tonight is Aliyah L'Regel Bizman Hazeh, topic number 2. So because we don't have one, therefore, there's no chiyuv to celebrate to be chogig 3 times a year. The follow-up question is like this. The follow-up question is there a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel before the building of the third Beis HaMikdash? When we're in between the second and the third, B'mheiri Yibana HaMikdash. So the Ramban, thank you. The Ramban in Parshas Re'eh, the Ramban in Parshas Re'eh is not sure if after the Beis HaMikdash is built, does that mean that the only place one may bring karbanos of the Shalosh Regalim is the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And only there is there a mitzvah. Right? Or is it possible to bring karbanos in places like Shiloh, Nov, Givon, these other places? So the Gemara in Makos on Daf Yud Amud Aleph says when Shlomo HaMelech came, he built the Beis HaBechira, and then they did, sure enough, then they did Aliyah L'Regel. Nothing was done prior to this, nor as a substitute. It was done when he came only. Interestingly, the Gemara in Megillah, in the middle of the Ein Beins, Daf Tesem Beis, lists Ein Bein Shiloh Yerushalayim Ella, and there are three distinctions. Because of the fact that the Mishkan stood in Shiloh, and the distinction of the mitzvahs for Iyah, only applying in Yerushalayim but not Shiloh, is not mentioned, which means that there was a chi of Aliyah L'Regel in Shiloh as well. In Shiloh as well. That's a raya, that there was a chi of Aliyah L'Regel in Shiloh as well. That's how it's understood as well by the Kesef Mishnah in Hochas Beis HaMechira. In Perak Aleph, that the pasuk of the Asuli Migdash we had a few weeks ago, the Asuli Migdash applies to any makom where the Mishkan is in the Midbar, any makom where the Mishkan is Shochein. It doesn't matter whether, right? It doesn't matter whether it's in the Midbar, Shiloh, Nob, Givon, or the Beis HaMikdash is in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. There's still room within the Yerushalmi that Re'iyas Panim Ba'azara and Akravas Karban are two separate mitzvos. Appearing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Azara and bringing a Karban are two separate mitzvos. Whether there really is a Chiyuv of Re'iyas Panim Ba'azara, meaning Aliyah L'Regel B'Zman Azeh without a Karban would apply Mida Oraisa or not. Maybe you can say that since not bringing a karban is not a prevention, it does not prevent, it's not ma'akev, you from fulfilling the mitzvahs re'iyah, nevertheless the Torah didn't place a chiyav of re'iyas panim as long as the mitzvahs havas karban doesn't stand in its normal place and can't be brought at its proper time. To know the Yehuda in our Chaim Simen Tzadi Dalid, notes that the Shulchan Aruch leaves out the Gemara in Sukkah. In Chav Zayin, right, the Gemara in Sukkah, Chav Zayin Rebeis, as well as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Rebeis, in the middle of the Amud of Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, the Chayav Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabo Beregel. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, as well as the Gemara in Sukkah, nearly identical, learns it from the Pasuk in Malachim. Madua ad holechet elav hayom lo chodesh velo Shabbos. You can infer from here that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, ibay leila mikle, he has to approach, he has to arrive at his Rebbe. He has to arrive at his Rebbe, he has to leave his Rebbe. Do either one. But, I couldn't have said it like a better time. But, right? But you can infer from here that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos you do need to go to your Rebbe. The Ritva says, the Pasuk is talking about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, meaning it should have said that there is a Chi of Lahakdil Pnei Rabo on Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. It wonders why it didn't include both Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. The Noda Yehuda answers this. Why did it leave it out? From the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daflam and Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daflam and Gimel Amid Beis says the Talmud may only stand for his Rebbe in the morning and evening, in order that his kavod, his Rebbe's kavod, not be greater than kavod Shamayim. Now that we know that we won't be mechayiv him to be mekabel pnei rabba on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, so that his Rebbe's kavod isn't greater than the kavod Ashchina, which you only exclusively show kavod to on the Shalosh Regalim. So you can't have it better than the kavod Shamayim. The Rebbe's kavod can't be. And that's a great answer. Noda Yehuda, all the way from the Chavtes Sugyos, the Kedushin Lamin Gimel Gemara. That's why the Noda Yehuda concludes that there's no Chiyav of Chavtes Sugyos, coming attractions in the Arts of Sabris, with the Rebbe, with the Grand Rebbe, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. We were speaking about it when he was waiting for the cab. If there's anybody, you know, that we say that it's okay to go to that terrible program, the terrible institution and program, it's okay to go to the Rebbe, because the Rebbe is amazing.
I just make sure that's... oh, it's Y-U-Torah, huh? It all comes full circle.
Yeah, it's true. That's okay. That's fine.
To O-U-Torah.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
They need a patch. It's okay. It's okay. Maybe they'll learn Maseches Chagiga too. I don't know. That's why the Noda Yehuda concludes there's no chiyuv of Kabbalas Pnei Rabo in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash. This man has it. But when the Beis Hamikdash is built, Meir Yibon Hamikdash, when it's rebuilt, the chiyuv of Kabbalas Pnei Rabo will return to its place. The real Kabbalas Pnei Rabo then. What's the nature? What's the nature of Kabbalah? What? So it seems that you could say Drabbana, what they were looking for was a real Chiyuv Doraisa. The Yehuda was looking for a real Chiyuv Doraisa. Before we get to the nature of Kabbalah, Smei Rabbi, I have a Bam Kasha. The Bam Kasha is from the Gemara in Sukkah in the first parak. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yud Amid Beis, quotes Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, who told Rav Nachman on Sukkis that they were Shluchei Mitzvah and were Pater from Sukkah. Osek B'Mitzvah, last year Sugya in Ksubis, Osek B'Mitzvah Patim Na Mitzvah. Rashi explains that this was because there was a Chiyah from Mekabel Pnei Rabbo. Even though there was no Beis Hamikdash at the time, or we'll give the niggin pointer. Even though there was no Chiyah Beis Hamikdash, even though there was no Beis Hamikdash at the time, historically it shouldn't have made sense. How can there be a Chiyah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbo? The regel when there's no Beis Hamikdash, it's a Bam Kasha. How can the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Amud Beis make sense? So we just gave a beer explaining how it can't be. The Yerushalmi in Erevin, Perakei, Halacha Aleph, darshins from a pasuk that one who is mekabel pnei chavero, it's as if he was mekabel pnei hashchina. And it seems like it's fluff, but it's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is not fluff. The Torah Tmima in Parshas Yisro explains that it's a Taz Sofer, that instead of pnei chavero, instead of Pnei Chavero, it should say Pnei Rabbo. Right? Bizman Azeret. There's also a Chiyat Mekabel Pnei Rabbo, assuming that it's like being Mekabel Pnei Ashchina. The same way that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayam, we were Mechuyavin to be Mekabel Pnei Ashchina on every regel, if that's so, the Bizman Azeret is a din, that one is Makbil, one is Mekabel Pnei Rabbo Beregel, which is similar to Mekabel Pnei Ashchina. So it equates Mekabel Pnei Rabbo and Mekabel Pnei Ashchina. The same way that the Gemara in Brachos, the beginning of Parak Tfilas HaShachar, the fourth parak of Brachos, hashtag you need to know where things are in Shas. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chavav Midbeis, says that Tfilah was instituted with Makom Karban. To take the place of Karbanos, the Gemara there has Machlokas. It doesn't really matter so much when we pass Kamalach HaLamaisa, whether Tfilos Keneged Karbanos Tiknum, Tfilos Keneged Avos Tiknum, Tfilos Keneged, Tmidin Tiknum, whatever, whether it's Avos or Karbanos. But despite the fact that Bizman Azeh there's no Chiyav Valiel Regel, people have the Minog to be Ola Regel to Yushalayim Yar Kodesh now, and the Kotel even after the Khorban. Because Kedushas Yushalayim is based on the presence of the Shechina, which is never Betela. As the Medrash and Shir Shirim tells us, and the second parak tells us, the Shechina will never move from the Kotel. That's the Medrash and Shir Shirim. To close, what's the nature of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbo Beregel? Perfect timing. What's the nature of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbo Beregel? Two ways to understand. Good to the last drop. I love it. The first way to understand is that it emanates from Kavod Harav. The second way to understand is that it emanates from Kavod HaRegel, either Kavod HaRav or Kavod HaRegel. Like eating matzah on Pesach is Kavod HaRegel. The Rambam puts the din of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbo Beregel in Hilchos Tamid Torah. Now, Ariel got started with his 345 prakim, so maybe he's up to there already, I don't know. In the section of Kavod HaRav. We have a clear answer. We aim for clarity, so we have a clear answer.
I only 345. Didn't you bid more? Didn't you bid like
445?
345.
For what? 345 for Akhmavano. 345. For Japanequa. The Ramban in Parshas Truma.
Japanica.
The Ramban in Parshas Truma says that aside from the most important function of the Beis HaMikdash, please pay attention carefully. People aren't aware of this. People, if you ask them on the street what's the most important function of the Beis HaMikdash, they'll tell you be Makriv Karbanos. Okay, not now. Makriv Karbanos. Okay. Makriv Karbanos. They're the nicest people in the world and they're hosting the next Olympics. So let's
behave. They are not. Whatever.
They are hosting the next Olympics.
No, sure. That doesn't make them the nicest people in the world.
I
can't see.
All right, Missy.
Whoa.
Which is to be Makriv Karbanos.
I you have so much experience with that.
People say that the main function is Makriv Karbanos. The Ramban says the main function is Limud HaTorah. That's the other dimension of Beis HaMikdash. We say three times, Yepesh Shemona Esrei, a prayer of the Beis Hamikdash. V'sein chalkenu b'sar asecha. The Beis Hamikdash was the central place for Talmud Torah, says the Ramban in Parshas Truma. The Bez and Agadol sat in the Beis Hamikdash. They are the representatives of the Torah Shebaal Peh. And the highest Kedusha is of course the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodshim, of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it contained the Luchos. The Luchos were in there. The Kohanim and Leviim guarded the Mikdash, but they only brought Karbanos maybe a week a year. If you ask them how many days a year they spent learning Torah and Paskening Shilas, they taught Torah over 300 days a year, over 320, over 330. People think it's the exact opposite. That's a misconception. And it's true what my colleague said at the Purim Suda before we were all inebriated. If I start a shiur, it starts with a misconception. But yeah, no, but it's true. Torah was learned over 300 days, over 320 days, over 330 days of the year. Hadron Halach, Seder Moed, Mishnayos Be'iyun. Don't go anywhere. We continue off tape with the following conclusion.